Another Central Queensland banging week. We had so much going on for this spring days.
We did. We took a ton, or 111 litres worth of dad jokes through the website and on the phones to find a very worthy winner.
Indeed. I don't know whether worthy can be considered as nicknames that suggested for Kalen Ponga.
That was good.
Yeah, but we'll see what he thinks about it in the next couple. And of course, the Esky of dad jokes wasn't where we stopped with the giveaways. Bags of cash. How to get $1,000 with a phone call. It's Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast. Only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
What's a chicken who counts her eggs? A mathma chicken.
Esky full of dad jokes. Thanks to the good old larrikins at Steel Supplies Gladstone.
Here we go, Pinky. 2021's Esky of Dad Joke. Ooh. Winning phone call. Let's just randomly put our hands into this Esky of Dad Jokes and pull this out.
All right. Phone numbers.
Call this number here. There we go. All right. Here's our winner.
Okay. Chicken dinner. Those chicken jokes.
Well, Esky
I'm
winner.
Really done with them.
Yeah.
Charlie, it's Banksy and Pinky from Triple M. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, we've just pulled your number out of the Esky to call with the Esky full of dad jokes. What was your joke again?
It was, what do you call a girl with a leg stuck in the fence?
Oh, that's right.
What do you call her?
Courtney.
Courtney!
Do you realise that Courtney joke just scored you the Esky full of dad jokes? Steel Supplies, you are our winner for 2021.
Oh, get me. Bad egg, mate. I just threw an Esky last week because I left eggs in it.
Fair dinkum. It's a 111-litre Esky filled with the dad jokes everyone's called through.
Yeah, so you
the
can
big
use them.
Moon camping chair, a beach trolley, lollies, barbecue gear. You beauty.
I'll be filling that duck in the arm.
Oh, excellent.
And that is a proper dad manoeuvre for an Esky of Dad Jokes winner. Well done,
congratulations.
Not a problem. Exy and Biggie for breakfast. I'm using that one too, but it's a gold.
Courtney.
What else has been happening this week with Banksy and Pinky on Triple MCQ?
History making in Central Queensland. The first semi-final Brown Park has ever seen. Knights v Eels. Who you tipping, Pinky?
Kalen Ponga for the win. And he's on the line. Good morning, Kalen.
Hey, Kalen.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Pumped and ready to go. How are you feeling before this great regional game?
I'm excited. Yeah. It's been an exciting week for us. Obviously, second year in the finals. Some of the boys have played first final series. So, yeah, just excited. Just enjoying every moment of the week, really.
Let's hope you boys can go a couple more steps than we did last year, eh?
Yeah, hopefully. It's left a little bit of a sour taste in our mouths the way we finished last year. So, yeah, that's definitely the goal.
Some say sour. I say hunger, Kalen. A hunger.
Yeah, we could say that. We're hungry. We're excited.
Yeah, but I would say on that, Kalen, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not you guys. But even though you say the hunger's there, surely the last couple of years with, you know, playing through a pandemic, even though you guys have been one of the only things to continue going, it must have been challenging. Or are you looking forward to things getting back to normal?
It's a weird one. I actually have enjoyed, I know this might sound really bad, but I've enjoyed like the relocation, coming up here and being in a bit of a camp setting with the boys. It's allowed us to connect and get closer and be around each other all the time, which I've enjoyed. I do understand for families it might be a bit harder, but for me, I've only got to worry about myself. I think I'll miss this when we go back to normal, but yeah, grateful that, you know, the game's been able to continue and Queensland's done a great job of that.
Well, that's a big feather in the cap to all the boys behaving themselves
though, of on school camp, you know. You think, I could do this all the time.
If anyone's naughty, we're packing up and going home. Yeah, that kind of thing. Kalen, have you and the boys been to Rocky before? Have you been yourself?
I have, yeah. I spent a few years in Mackay. So for training, for touch and stuff, sometimes I'd have to travel to Rocky, do a little training camp and then head home. So I've been to Rocky a fair bit. I think Kurt Mann's from around that area.
It's
exciting for Rocky. It's exciting for us too. Obviously a different setting.
Regional footy.
you know, a lot of things come with that. They'll be very vocal.
Yes, so vocal.
Oh, mate, the Eels fans in CQ are going to give you hell.
Well, it's okay because the Knights fans will be better. So,
there we go. Good job.
I am loving the enthusiasm I'm feeling from you here, Kaelin. We need to put some enthusiasm behind your name. You know, we've had fullbacks in the NRL of the past. They get these rhymy names, you know, like we've got, Billy the Kid and the Hayne Plane and all of these sorts of things. What are we going to do about Kaelin Ponga? You don't have one, so...
No, I don't. And all the kids just call me Ponga, so... I don't know. I don't really have any nicknames either. It's sort of...
Yeah, see, I have a nickname for Banksy, who has already got a nickname as a professional nickname for his job, and I call him Nut Job.
Yeah.
So that's usually, how I roll.
Also my personality type as well. Let me run a few ideas past you, Kaelin, and see if we can get the official, I'll take that.
All right.
What about No Failin' Kaelin?
It's a bit wordy.
Bit wordy?
Yeah. Like it's good, but
did
wordy.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah, man, just then. Just then.
That's why I call him Nut Job. Keep going, Paisley.
No Failin' Kaelin,
okay. More?
Yeah, I've got another one. How about Not a Wronga Ponga?
Oh, no. That's great.
No, any of those tickle your fancy, Kaelin?
I don't mind that one. I think
I'm feeling like he's being diplomatic, and he's like, "I'll put them on the maybe pile."
Yeah, no, actually, what that would be when he does an autobiography, that'll be the title, won't it, Kaelin?
I might come up with something else.
He's really busting to get back to training, Bagsy.
We should totally let you train for the game. No Failin' Kaelin, Not a Wronga Ponga. Thank you for having a chat with us. Good luck this weekend at Brown Park.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
man. Subscribe now to stay up to date. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
Get out, I won. Hey, you wouldn't believe it. I bloody won.
Win big with bags of cash. Get shopping for your chance to win $1,000 cash. For a full list of participating stores, head to triplem.com.au.
I mean, as if retail therapy wasn't good enough already.
Right.
With participating businesses across central Queensland, go on in there and do your shopping. Fill out that entry form.
Gotta fill it out.
Pivotal to winning the $1,000. Then you go in the running each week. You could have your ticket, your receipt pulled out, and getting this call right now to win $1,000.
Easy done. All right, here we go.
Hello, Frances speaking.
Good morning, Francie. It's Banksy and Pinky from Triple M. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm really glad you answered the phone because I've been spamming you, trying to scam you for weeks, and you've just been ignoring me. We were just calling because what did you get done at Total Beauty and Emerald?
What did I get done?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's happening here, but I had a lovely service.
And they were you wonderful. Had a service?
This is going really pear-shaped.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I think I might have to book myself in for one too. What did the service include?
Well,
the PG version. Nails maybe or?
Yeah, I'm going to say nails.
Okay, we're going to go with nails.
I'm going with nails.
I love your work, Francie.
Service nails very well.
Service nails really well. Beautiful.
What would you say if we just happened to tell you you've won $1,000 bags of cash?
Oh, my goodness. That would be fantastic.
Okay.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
You've won $1,000 bags of cash.
Thank you.
Yeah, look,
thank you.
And how many services should that pay for now, Francie?
Well, there's such a great price at Total Beauty. That should see me through for another 12 months.
Congratulations, Francie. And this is what's happening with bags of cash right now. See the participating businesses on our website, triplem.com.au. If you're in there shopping, getting a service, fill out a form.
Service of nails. Yes.
And then every good chance you can win $1,000 next Friday.
Francie, well done.
Thank you.
That's it for now. Catch Banksy and Pinky weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Triple M CQ. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.